BBC News, hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. The White House has said negotiators in Qatar are on the brink of securing a Gaza ceasefire deal. For the first time, Israeli and Hamas negotiating teams are reported to be working in the same building in Doha, though in different rooms. Jonna Fisher reports from Jerusalem.
The general structure of this deal has been public for some time. A six-week ceasefire with some, but not all, the Israeli hostages released at regular intervals. Israel would pull its forces back from densely populated areas, and displaced people will be allowed to begin returning to their homes. The possible deal has already been criticised by far-right members of the Israeli cabinet, with one calling it a catastrophe for the country's national security. These negotiations have been given extra impetus by Donald Trump's demands that a deal be done before he's sworn in as US president next week.
In the final foreign policy speech of his presidency, President Joe Biden has said US and international support for Kyiv meant Vladimir Putin had failed to achieve any of his strategic objectives in Ukraine. President Biden said that the United States is now stronger than it was when he took over 4 years ago.
This is a fierce competition underway. The future of the global economy, technology, human values, and so much else. Right now, in my view, thanks to our administration, the United States is winning the worldwide competition. Compared to 4 years ago, America is stronger. Our alliances are stronger. Our adversaries and competitors are weaker.
Nearly all public schools across the Los Angeles area have reopened after almost a week of wildfires. Out of more than 1,300 schools, around 10 are expected to stay closed. Four were destroyed in the Palisades fire, which is still burning. Firefighters are preparing for wind gusts to pick up again, and the National Weather Service has issued its most serious warning. Greenland says it wants to work more closely with the United States on defence and mining, following recent remarks by the US president-elect about acquiring the territory. Sophie Glass-Ryan reports.
Prime Minister Muta Aethe is standing his ground against Donald Trump's renewed threat to take control of Greenland. In recent weeks, the incoming US president said he could not rule out using military or economic force to acquire the largely autonomous Danish territory. Mr. Aethe told journalists in Copenhagen that his government was ready to start a dialogue with the Trump administration, but that the use of the territory's land was Greenland's business. A previous proposal by Mr. Trump to buy the territory in 2019 was rebuffed. Greenland hosts a US military base and is strategically important to the United States. The territory also has some of the largest deposits of rare earth minerals, as well as untapped oil reserves.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The European Union Commission says ships suspected of breaking sanctions or carrying out sabotage must be identified early and stopped. The EU security official, Henna Virkkunen, said the bloc needed new technology to track ships and prevent an incident. She was speaking weeks after a cargo vessel was detained by the Finnish authorities, who suspect Russia used it to break an underwater cable in the Baltic. The Pakistani military says it has killed 27 militants in the sparsely populated province of Balochistan. It said security forces had stealthily surrounded what it called the terrorist location, and there was an intense exchange of fire. The military's account can't be verified. The Venezuelan Attorney General Tariq Saab has requested an international arrest warrant for the opposition leader Leopoldo López, accusing him of treason. Mr. López, who now lives in exile in Spain, recently suggested on social media that military action against President Nicolas Maduro should be considered. The arrest warrant request comes just days after Mr. Maduro was sworn in for a third term following disputed elections, which the opposition claims were rigged. Mr. Saab explained the reasoning behind the arrest warrant.
We have opened an investigation and issued a warrant for the arrest of Leopoldo López, a fugitive from justice and a repeat offender. At the same time, we are processing a red alert request to Interpol for the crime of instigating armed action against the Republic in accordance with the law.
Transport officials in New York say traffic in the city's new congestion zone has fallen in its first week of operation. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority said more than a quarter of a million fewer cars entered the central business district, with traffic falling by 7.5%. An official, Jano Lieber, said the streets felt safer and buses were moving faster. BBC News.